You know what, Sam?
What?
We have a trade to announce. Michael Bunting is part of a package, most likely, heading to Pittsburgh for Jake Guentzel coming back to Carolina. Donnie did it. Donnie in the turtleneck finally came through.
I can't believe it.
Coming to you from the heart of Canes country, this is the Caniac Report. Your number one source for everything Carolina Hurricanes. Hot takes, predictions, game analysis, and NHL news. And now your hosts, Sam Wallace and Sam Driscoll.
All right, we're back with another episode of the Caniac Report. And, wow, lots of things have happened. Especially today as we're recording this on a Thursday night after a great win from the Hurricanes. Would I say it was their best game? No. But they got the win. That's the most important thing. But I think all of us Canes fans probably know that we're more focused about what happened today.
Yes.
Instead of the game.
Sam, there is only one thing that matters today. And you know what that is? The Carolina Hurricanes traded the rights to Cade Weber for a sixth-round draft pick. That's all that matters. That is the biggest deal that went down today.
Yes, we just got capital. That's it. It's pretty much draft capital. Why is your...
No, I didn't realize Timo Meier has 6 goals in 4 games after his Hattie.
Yeah, he did.
He's playing well. Okay. So for those wondering, I am scrolling through Twitter as we're recording this because as soon as it's official about Guentzel coming to Carolina, if we're recording this, we will add it in our official reactions. Because as of right now, all we know is we'll get to it in a minute because we got to talk about other things first.
Yes, we do. Podcast news, first things first. We have a great sponsor with SeatGeek. You get 20% off of your first purchase if you use code CANIACREPORT, all one word. It is a great deal, especially for the home games and other events as well, including that are being at PNC or Red Hat Amphitheater or whatever is the nearest arena to you that has events like that. So you can definitely use it. It's a great deal. I would use it. I think it really is great. And the next piece of news is we have a link for donations. It is in all of our episode descriptions. It's a PayPal account, and if you feel like you want to donate to help for the cause of me and Sam podcasting, feel free to, and we would like to thank you if you do. So that's all for podcast news, and now we're going to get to some NHL news. And Sam, I don't want to touch on every trade, but, well, okay, I might, but we're just going to go very briefly through them because there have been lots of trades. And I'm only going to do the big ones here because we're going to be talking a lot about Hurricanes. Obviously, quite a few trades. I think the biggest trade ever since the Lyubushkin trade, the first one was Tarasenko going to Florida. And he'll retain 50%, Sam. So Florida gets another deadly sniper, in my opinion.
Florida's just good.
Yeah, they are.
They're very good.
Yes. Another piece of trade. Again, I'm going through these briefly because there are a lot. Colorado gets Sean Walker. And Philadelphia gets Ryan Johansson. Of course, they put him on waivers. But they also get a first-round pick from Colorado. And Sean Walker was a coveted defenseman, Sam.
Yes.
From lots of teams.
What's funny is there have been a lot of trades, but not a lot of picks, really. Like, top picks really haven't been moved around as much. And I think that's starting to happen, right? I mean, really, it was waiting for Guentzel to go off the board before everybody else was really going to go. Like, the next, like, Buchnevich. Right. You know, that guy's going to cost a first. Lindholm cost a first, but... We'll see.
Yes, definitely. Another, to me, this was probably one of the biggest trades, is that Colorado gets their second line center in Casey Mittelstadt from Buffalo, and Buffalo gets Bowen Byram. That a little bit shocked me because Byram is supposed to be a stud on the blue line. He was, I think, drafted fourth in the 20... 2021 draft, I believe. No, 2019 draft. My bad. But that's a big deal. And you know what? I think this is a trade where I think both teams win it. Colorado needs their second line center. They got in Casey Mittelstadt, kind of, because this is his only breakout year that he's had so far. The past seasons hasn't really worked out for him. But Buffalo, the blue line gets better for them. That's already has lots of potential. You have Darlene, Power, now you get Bowen Byram. That's pretty big for them. And I'll have another trade. It's a three-way trade. Tampa, you know, Edmonton gets Adam Henrique. So they add some scoring and some physicality with Sam Carrick. Anaheim gets a 2024 first-round pick. And Tampa is the broker of the Anaheim trade. You have Winberg going to the Rangers. And, I mean, Rangers already got some depth there with Winberg. He's not really a huge scoring threat.
Well, it's depth, right? He's a center. So now they have probably three top six centers, right? Trocheck, Winberg, and I cannot remember who their first line center is.
Zibanejad.
He's a center. Okay.
Yeah, so he is.
You got three guys who can play center, so it just gives you depth in case someone goes down.
Yes. And this trade was big right here. Vegas, they get Noah Hanifin. Part of a three-way trade with Philly, but Vegas was able to get Hanifin at a very good discount because Philly had to retain 50%. And Calgary gets a 2025 first-round pick and 2025 third-round pick from Vegas. So they knew Hanifin was not going to stay in Calgary, and he signed a huge deal, $7 million for the next 8 years with Vegas.
Good.
So, yeah, that is a big trade. Vegas gets a very good defenseman, I think, a good top-four defenseman in Noah Hanifin. And there were some other trades. I mean, Troy Stetcher goes to Edmonton. That's depth on the blue line for Edmonton, obviously. Anaheim gets a fourth-round pick. Colorado, they added again with getting Jakob Trinen, who's a big, physical fourth-line center. And I think he's a pretty good one, in my opinion. So the Colorado keeps adding. Nashville gets Anthony Beauvillier from Chicago. And Tampa gets Anthony Duclair. So that's kind of all those trades that happen. Again, not going to delve into all these because it's a lot. Mm. But that's what's been happening around the NHL. And I wonder if there are going to be even more trades since tomorrow is the trade deadline, as you guys are listening to this, probably as of today.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah, 3 p.m. is the cutoff line. Now, obviously, like with other trade deadlines in the past, trades can still be leaked out after 3 p.m.
Yeah, as long as it's agreed to and they're making, you know, that's what matters. It's just having to get through the calls because if the loan, fine, you know, as long as you're doing it.
And they have to go to the NHL register in order to actually officially register the trade.
Exactly.
So, yes, that is all for NHL news. It's a... Again, lots of trades because it's trade deadline week. Now we're going to go into some Hurricanes news. And Sam, first things first, I mean, we're going to get the minor thing out of the way. Hurricanes have signed Maxime Comtois to a one-year $775,000 contract.
Yes.
I am completely fine with this because you're adding depth at forward. I have no complaints.
It's depth. It's fine getting depth, especially given... Lemieux is on waivers.
Yes,
and he had definitely a good game tonight, so Lemieux could get snagged.
Yes, and another thing too is Hurricanes have activated Antti Raanta and Frederik Andersen since the last time we recorded, and Andersen did play against Montreal, which we will get to soon. I thought he played a very, very good game, and Hurricanes have also, this happened today, because trade talks were basically amplifying with us and Pittsburgh. Now, there were other teams involved, like the Rangers, Vegas, Florida was in there. Quite a few teams were. And I think as a response to help leverage some cap space, Hurricanes puts Brandon Lemieux, Tony DeAngelo. I'm not going to remember all these, but yeah, those two.
Ronta. That's it.
And just those three. That might be it. Yeah.
Yeah, just those three. Shores up a lot of cap space.
Yes, it does. It really gives you a lot of cap space to work with. And I do believe that was a factor in order to get Jake Guentzel, which we're just going to get to right here, Sam. We know Michael Bunting before the game, right before the game.
You know what? Before we talk about this, because it's the most important part of this podcast, because it's the most important part that we've gotten, let's talk about the game tonight. Because I want to spend as much time as we can talking about this and see if we can get it official before we end the podcast. So we'll stall a little bit. Let's take a break, have a word from our sponsors, talk about the game, then we'll talk about the big deal. Sound like a plan?
Sounds like a plan.
Here's our sponsors.
We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boo Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 24. All rights reserved. Okay, Sam. So the game against Montreal. I don't think it was the best game, but I thought, I mean, from what I saw, the first 40 minutes, not the best game Carolina played. And I mean, you can use the excuse of, well, they've had 4 days off. And yes, they played like a team that had 4 days off. They were just looking very, very rusty offensively. Now, they didn't really give up a lot of chances to Montreal. Which, I mean, credit to Carolina, because I think Montreal has a pretty decent offense with Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki, Josh Anderson, and Yura Slavkovsky. But Carolina was able to kind of mainly helm Montreal back from their offensive capabilities. Now, you do have, I can't remember who scored for Montreal.
It was some random dude I'd never heard of before.
But, I mean, that's a goal Anderson probably needs to have. But he can have that excuse, well, hey, listen, I haven't played since November. Which, to me, I think, you have to understand that he really hasn't played since November.
Yeah.
He didn't go on a conditioning stint at all. Like, he's coming fresh right off of IR.
Yeah, so, I mean, I was kind of irked by the goal, but it was also like, okay, it's not a big deal. You know, it's like, okay, I understand. I'm choosing to understand because this is his first game in a very, very long time. He has a soft goal.
Josh Raw, I believe.
Okay, yeah, that sounds right.
Yes, so he scores for Montreal. That makes it 1-0 for Montreal. A little bit disappointing, even though, again, I really didn't think Carolina turned it on until the third period. But there's some life.
Yeah.
A great pass from Svech. To give it to Shea along the boards. Shea comes in and he just does a wonderful backhand move to put the puck into the net on Samuel Montembeau, who I thought had a really good game.
Yes, very good game. Montembeau was very good. He faced 40 shots, and he had 36 or 37 saves. So he had a good game. Montembeau is not the problem. Not the reason I lost. Montreal is just not good.
Yeah, they just aren't.
Which is why we could play
and I love their icky coach. Game and get I away love with their it. Coach, St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, Marty St. Louis, great coach, great player. One of the best players that ever played in Tampa.
Yes, definitely. And so it's 1-1 heading into the second period. And Carolina, I mean, very frustrating second period. I thought they've had chances. Montreal had a lot of chances. I did not think the power play was really good for Carolina. I think we're starting to see it to kind of come down a little bit for now, because I do think having Gensel is going to help the power play. But you have Nason kind of, I mean, Drury was the one that did a lot of work by actually driving to the nets, getting the shot on Montembeau, and he can't handle the rebound. Nason sees it next to his pad, and he just finishes that play with a great goal. And Sam, I can see that your eyes are turned big. What happened?
Well,
is this the trade?
No official things yet, but it sounds like we got away with not trading our first round pick.
I knew it.
Are we done with the game?
Okay, let's finish the third period, and then we can get to the Gensel thing. How about that?
Yes.
I already did the first two periods. Third period, the Canes came alive. They really did. And as the game went along, as Anderson was making saves, you can tell he was building a game.
Yes.
From that bad goal.
Yes.
And you have Shea scoring just from a beautiful play, 4-on-4 from Pesce and Aho. Great goal. I thought the first goal was better because he had more finesse in the first goal. And then Svechnikov, he finally puts the goal in as an empty netter from Teravainen. Hurricanes win 4-1. And let's just say, Anderson, great game. I am so happy for him. Standing ovation.
Yes.
Deserved. When he came in, he deserved it.
Standing ovation when he started. Standing ovation when he came out for the first star. Well deserved. Good for Freddie.
Yes, definitely. Now we can get to Gensel. Yes. Are you happy about this?
This is why we stall. We want you to listen to the whole podcast. Because that's all you want to hear about is Gensel. So I'm just going to kind of... There is no official deal yet. But David
Pagnotta... Makes me nervous right now.
David Pagnotta of the fourth period. In addition to bunting, Carolina's package to Pittsburgh for Gensel includes two Carolina prospects and a second round pick. We're still waiting on all the details.
So that's it.
So two prospects, a second, and Michael Bunting. I will be utterly shocked if we got away with not doing that. Now, in my opinion, that means it's probably Morrow and Nadeau. Or at the very least, Morrow or Nadeau is part of this deal. I would be surprised if it's Nikishin. If it's Nikishin, they will sign Gensel. They will sign Jake Gensel. It will be done because it has to. They cannot just give up Nikishin and not sign Gensel. So the belief is that Carolina wants to sign him long term. There is no deal in place. David Pagnotta kind of briefly mentioned, you know, just thinking about it, it sounds like there is a desire for this to be a long-term deal. So Carolina, he'll probably end eventually, if all goes well, he'll sign an 8-year deal in Carolina. He's 29, so that'll put him at 37. That's fine. You know, you'll sign a couple of deals like that where the last few years might be a little icky, right, for what the money he's making. But it'll be worth it if you win a cup, right?
Oh, definitely. I'm going to look up here as the Hurricane prospects so I can kind of see the a pretty talented prospect pool, because the Athletic ranked Carolina as a little bit above average, which is pretty good for a team that's in win mode. And Elliot Friedman even stated that Carolina has a lot of prospects that Pittsburgh likes. You have, obviously, Scott Morrow. Bradley Nadeau, you drafted.
Yeah.
This past draft in the first round.
So that's why I could see Nadeau, because he is a first round pick. So that could be the replacement, and because we didn't do a first round pick.
Jaden Perrin is a highly coveted prospect. Okay. He was drafted, I believe, in the second round of this past season. Yeah. Actually, third round this past draft. So maybe we could see him in there. There's Jackson Blake. He's doing really good in the NCAA right now. He's one of the top point producers, and he's one of our prospects. Wouldn't be surprised if he was in the deal either. And yeah. And also, there is a goalie, Nani Peretz, but I don't know if he will be a part of that. I could see it. I'd be willing to do it, maybe. I would, wouldn't you?
I would do it. I don't know. It depends on how Pittsburgh feels about Tristan Jarry. Because Peretz would be coming in to eventually replace Jarry.
Yeah, and I mean, Pittsburgh, I mean, you look at this team this season, goaltending isn't a problem. It's the players in front, because, you know, I mean, even if you look at this team in standings-wise, it's really odd, Sam. Like, you can tell they're almost completely off of making the playoffs, but they have a plus differential in goals for and goals against. I think last time I looked at it, plus 14. So you know their goaltending's been pretty good with Jarry and Nedeljkovic, and good for Nedeljkovic. But, I mean, knowing that their goaltending's been very good, I don't know if Yanni Peretz would be a part of that. Now, again, as you guys are listening to this, you guys already know. We don't know yet.
No.
So.
Nothing official. It sounds like it's there. Like, it's just a matter of it getting official. I keep refreshing Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, to see if something comes up, or just kind of basic, like, all right, let's see what's going on here. And I just haven't seen it yet, but we've gotten like dribs and drabs, like it does sound like it is. So basically the deal sounds like another player might be coming with him. We don't really know.
Yes, we really don't. And I'm looking on next too, but I don't really see anything either.
I've heard like bits and pieces that it could be something else. I don't know. I really have no clue.
But let's talk a little bit of like how Guentzel is going to impact the game. Obviously, the power plays should get back to already, or maybe even better.
It's already a top five power play, so it's going to become better. And that's very good, because now you got a guy who can score on the power play.
Yes.
He's a guy who could, and now, so if you look back to, and I think it's important to kind of just compare, if you look back to the Florida series and why we got bounced, we could score, right? Just couldn't score.
Now, Svechnikov being out was a factor.
Yeah.
But you could say even with Svech, maybe they couldn't do it.
So you didn't have Svech. You didn't have Patches. You had probably there, at the very least, about 50, 60 goals, right? Not there, because that's about what those guys would score if they play full seasons. They're each at least probably popping 30. Jake Guentzel's a 40-goal guy. He can do that. So we've got our 40-plus goal scorer now in Jake Guentzel, which is very good. He's got, I think, 24 this season right now. He's probably going to end up over 30. The only reason he probably won't hit 50 or 40 is because he's hurt. But you got a guy. He's a natural puck scorer. He's an actual goal scorer. So now if you insert him against Florida, do we win that series, right? It's just that guy who might make maybe that first game is a little different if we have a guy like Jake Guentzel. So now we're going into the playoffs with a guy who can score, a guy who can put the puck in the net. And I have been very critical of Don Waddell. I think I've been rightly critical of Don Waddell in the past two seasons because they've given up nothing. They've got nothing, and it's the same, you know, same story, different season, right?
Yeah, yeah, and yeah. There's an argument to be critical of Don Waddell. I would say Tom Dundon because sure. I mean he was at the game tonight.
So this for is what I have loud. To say about Tom Dundon is he says he wants to win, and I have to take him at his word right there. So if he's involved or if he's not involved, we don't know to the extent he's involved in trades. But what I will say is, this was the year you didn't have a choice but to go for it. You have a lot of players who are UFAs. And you want to give this team, this core, this group, an opportunity to win a Stanley Cup. You want to bring somebody in to help them win a Stanley Cup. The one thing this team has always lacked since Jeff Skinner left is a guy who can score, a pure goal scorer. They got it. They got it. So Dundon and company went out and looked at this team and said, maybe we haven't felt we were there yet the last couple seasons. This is the last year. Maybe a lot of you guys stay because some of you guys are going to get paid a lot of money and we won't have the cap space for it or the ability to give you what you want. But we want to give this group a chance to win a cup. And I believe Jake Guentzel gives this group a chance, to win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
So props to Waddell for making this happen. Again, I don't know who's going and prospects, but basically in my mind, unless it's Nikishin, I'm probably going to stomach it pretty well.
Yes. And I actually even had the feeling, because I remember you saying, and well, not just you saying, but it being reported, obviously, that there's no first round pick in this deal. I was suspecting that the Hurricanes might not throw in a first-round pick because of how tight they hold to that philosophy of not trading a first-round pick.
Well, so instead they give out prospects, and that's fine because you can replace that prospect, that top prospect this year with it.
With the upcoming draft.
Yeah, and I think that's a good move to make.
And if you have a good scouting department, like...
All right, I have a player.
There is a player. Okay,
I believe so. It's David Pacnota, the fourth period. I tend to like him a lot. If you're ever curious about kind of like trade block players, the fourth period's a very good resource. I believe Hurricanes D prospect Scott Morrow is one of the two prospects heading to the Penguins.
Yep.
So, and that's what we said. Thought Morrow. So that makes sense. What do you think?
Scott Morrow makes sense. Now, is he could he become a top four defenseman possibly in the future? Possibly. From what I have heard is that he plays a lot like a Tony D'Angelo type of player, which is good.
Just keep Tony.
Just keep Tony.
Tony's at that old point. Yeah, Tony's that old and he can go now. So if he can add.
Well, he's in his prime. He's 27, 28. That's usually prime age. But I mean, you're going to have to leverage something in order to get a huge player like this. And trading Scott Morrow makes complete sense.
So he's one.
He's one player.
So I have not
And seen David Pagnotta, come on, please, because
who's the other one?
To know who the other player is. And this is a live reaction, so we better get lots of downloads on this already.
I mean, to be honest with you, we're just kind of refreshing Twitter and just keeping an eye on it. When I told you about Morrow, that was literally dropped 6 seconds before I said anything. I'm really just keeping as my best eye on this, but Scott Morrow is one of those prospects, it sounds like. That is acceptable to me. I know the organization did like him, but they like Nikishin more. So now at this point, I'm like, okay, so Scott Morrow's gone. Does that mean you do re-sign Brady Shea and maybe even Brett Pesce, right? Because the thought was Nikishin and Morrow come in, replace Pesce, Shea, and Burns, right? You have Orlov as well. So it's one of those questions.
Yes. And you know, second round pick, I said this before, we have 2 second round picks.
Yes.
So we need to get clarification which second round pick this is. Phillies or us?
They're going to be close.
It is. I mean, it's going to be very close because Philly's kind of almost right there next to us in standings. Why?
It could be. I would guess it might be like, you know, one of those things where it's like the higher of the two or the lower of the two kind of a thing.
Possibly. So, we're continuing to figure out what's coming the other way. But, I mean, getting a guy like Ensel, yeah. I mean, it's going to be huge for this team. And it's not, I mean, we discussed this a little bit last night in the Caniac Sessions.
Yes, and if you haven't checked them out, check them out as well. That was a much broader conversation. Granted, it's going to be a little outdated tomorrow or today if you're looking at it. Andrew Schnitker retweeted David Pecknota kind of saying kind of expected was cool with anyone not named Nikishin. Yeah. And that's kind of how I felt too.
And maybe even Felix Unger swore him unless he's one of the players. Funny enough, Brandon said last night that he didn't want to see Felix Unger swore him.
I wouldn't part either. Of
the package. And I wouldn't either too because, I mean, preseason he really fit in to Brendan Moore's system.
Yes.
So I think he'd be good for anybody that's on expiring contracts that might be leaving to come in and be a rookie on this team.
Yeah, and I mean, I hope it's not Felix Unger Sorum because he's a guy who's ready to go. Like I said, if I were a betting person, I'd probably put a little bit down on it being the dough. Because I feel like they're going to want a dynamic player to come up and eventually replace Gensel, and I think Nadeau fits that. I don't really feel.
Well, it's not so much that; it's the fact that you're going to need these prospects that are on entry level deals, because even though the cap's going to go up, that usually means players' salaries are probably going to be going up a little bit more. So you're going to need to covet those entry level deals when you can. And I think the Hurricanes have a great scouting department. Yes,
they do. And
it's very important to have that. It's anything else?
I was really hoping we'd get the full deal kind of on the way before we ended this. I'm just not seeing.
We're approaching 30 minutes. So, you know. I mean, if we don't get it, we will, I mean, again, follow us on social media, X, Instagram, and we will release the full report. It is late for us because, again, we're recording this right after the great win against Montreal.
Correct. Glad we recorded it after Montreal.
Oh, yeah, I am too. We were thinking maybe we should record before.
Yeah. No,
the game. This was the right decision. This was definitely the right decision. And Sam getting Gensel again, wonderful. I mean, the timeline of getting him was just crazy because I think the thing that really helped us get him was holding Bunting out.
Someone said Nikishin as well under that tweet, and I'm like, no, they're not giving you both Morrow and Nikishin. And if it was Nikishin, that would have leaked already. Morrow is probably the best of the three prospects,
possibly, but I don't think we're going to get the whole official trade during this recording, Sam.
So. No, probably not. It'll probably come drop as soon as we end it. If so, then we're going to have to stop and keep going.
When it comes to our luck, but again, Sam, remember, I have to edit.
Yes, but you know what? Out. We're happy.
Yes, we are happy.
Either way, we're getting Jay Gensel. And we're only having the only roster play we're having to give up is Bunting. And look, I like Michael Bunting. And I just want to say right now, thank you to Michael Bunting for being a great Hurricane.
Yes, you were great.
A lot of grit, a lot of passion. It's kind of sad he's being traded the day after he had his first Canes Corner show at the Backyard Bistro. But you know what? It's okay. We're moving on.
Yes, definitely. I wish Michael Bunting the best. I thought he got better as the season went along.
Yes.
But Gensel is a overall better player than Bunting.
Correct.
And the most important thing, I mean, yeah, Bunting, you had to sacrifice him, but if you had to sacrifice him for Gensel, I think you do need to do that. But the biggest thing is Sam, Don Waddell and company were able to make a huge big trade at trade deadline day. This is the biggest trade under the helm of Tom Dundon.
This is probably the biggest trade deadline move we've done in cheese maybe since we moved Eric Staal.
Maybe.
And yeah, even then, maybe. That wasn't a lot that came back our way.
No, because it was against, it was to the Rangers for Aleksei Cirelli and a couple of picks. That was it. So, correct. Yeah.
So we also might have the name of the second prospect. It appears, according to Hurricanes report, that, and if you follow them on Instagram, I highly recommend giving them a follow.
Yes, sounds they're like really good.
Jackson Blake is the other prospect going to Pittsburgh. Jackson Blake, Sam, I don't know a whole lot about him, so I'm not sure if you do. So I will allow you to kind of discuss him. And that.
Well, I already a little bit discussed him as that we were going through the prospects, if you remember.
Yeah.
He was one of the best point producers in the NCAA. So I think because of that, his stock has risen. And Carolina's like, you know what? We're willing to do this to get Jake Guentzel. And Jake Guentzel, I mean, he's 29 years old. And if the Hurricanes can extend him,
it's worth it.
Then, yeah, it's worth it.
So basically, it sounds like the deal is
second round pick. We don't know which one.
Michael Bunting, second round pick, Scott Morrow, Jackson Blake.
Yeah.
Deal.
Oh, yeah. Complete deal. I am surprised. I'm a little bit surprised, even though I was suspicious. First round pick wasn't involved.
Yeah, I guess that's probably, it was either going to be, they probably felt more confident in replacing Morrow or Jackson Blake with our first round pick this year. They might feel that there's a player there that they can get.
On the defensive side.
Yeah.
And no thanks.
And they also literally might feel like if Tony doesn't get signed, you know, if Tony doesn't get, you know, claimed that they sign him. So, yeah, so that sounds like the deal. Well, Sam, this is our second time coming back to talk about this trade because it's just been kind of funny. So this is our second time coming back. The full trade is in. And I want to first start out and say you're going to hear a lot about Morrow and you're going to hear a lot about Jackson Blake. I forgot his name. All of that is wrong. Okay? All of that is wrong. This is on David Pagnotta. He was so wildly off, it's not even funny. So apologies for that. We should not, in the future, we're going to stick to Cervelli and Elliot Friedman. But here is the full trade. It is official trade call in. Carolina has Jake Guentzel. Pittsburgh trades Jake Guentzel 25% retained, so Carolina's going to have a little bit of extra cap space. And Ty Smith to Carolina. An exchange for Michael Bunting, Ville Koivunen, Vasily Ponomarev, Cruz Lucius, Carolina's first round pick in 2024, conditional, and Carolina's fifth round pick in 2024, conditional. That is the deal. Carolina has acquired Jake Guentzel. It's done. The biggest trade in recent Hurricanes history has been completed.
You know, I have one criticism about this trade.
Yes, I'm curious.
Why couldn't this been done earlier? We are recording this at 11:32 p.m., and I have to get up at 6 for work. Why couldn't this have been done earlier? But I'm being a little bit facetious there, but I'm happy that we made the trade. Wish it could have been done earlier.
Wish Pagnotta would have been right. Look, in general, I do like the fourth period, but I'm going to have to be a little bit more careful on how often we utilize them going forward because he was well off the mark with those players. So, good deal.
Everybody makes mistakes. I'm tired, so.
Yeah, everybody makes mistakes. Moving on. Happy. Jake Guentzel, Carolina Hurricane, official. Trade call done. We will see Guentzel in a Hurricanes uniform.
Wearing 59. I don't care about your love of Chad LaRose. He's wearing 59.
Probably. Who's ready? You ready? Ready for Jake Guentzel in the playoffs?
Oh, I can't wait. I mean, it's going to be fun. I mean, it's a little bit more than I thought it was going to be. Initially, because they've added what, like three prospects?
We did three.
Koivunen, Ponomarev, Lucius, and apparently they got picks too out of this.
Hey, look, you know how I look at it? Yeah, they got a first and a fifth. Conditionals, both. You know how I look at it, though? We didn't have to give up any of our top prospects. Nadeau's a Hurricane still. Nikishin's a hurricane. Morrow's a hurricane. Felix Unkersorum's a hurricane. Those are probably our top four.
Yes, they are.
Neither of them went anywhere. So you did quantity instead of quality, which I'm okay. I'm fine with that.
Yes, I am very fine with that too. I mean, Gensel has retained 25%.
More cap space, so this team might not be done.
I know, that's the thing. So, I mean, this is coming out on trade deadline day. So,
almost trade deadline day. 26 minutes till trade deadline day.
Yeah, 26
and
minutes.
And no, we're not staying up to see if they do anything else tonight. You're just going to have to wait for that for Monday. Sam's tired, and this Sam is tired, too.
And so, I have to edit.
Yeah, because I cough and I'm sick, so I
yes,
apologize.
Yes, I already wrote down all the time marks of your cough. But, yeah, we'll see if the Hurricanes do anything, and we'll report that on Monday's episode, along with a few games, because we have two games this weekend, Sam, at New Jersey, and Sunday against, I believe, Calgary, I believe. Or is that the Rangers? No, it is Calgary.
Rangers is next week.
Yeah. So, and it's going
to
be eventful
weekend. I hope
weekend.
Gensel's ready to go against New York. Because just as a disclaimer, we didn't mention this. Gensel is hurt. He is currently on LTIR. I think the earliest
yes.
he can return is the 10th, which is Sunday? Saturday?
Yeah, maybe. But he's really close to returning.
So if he doesn't play this weekend, I'm fine with that. I want him to be healthy. So get healthy. Be ready. Be 100% before you play him because we cannot have another freaking Jurady problem. So
no,
get
we
him
can't.
100%. Hopefully, ideally, my target for him to play is going to be against the Rangers.
Yes.
That's the most important game.
Yes, it is. And we'll see if Hurricanes make any moves. I mean, we'll talk about that Monday. So, yeah.
Can't wait to see Jake Gensel in a Hurricane uniform.
59.
No, it's Chad LaRose.
No, it's 59. Well, we will see you guys Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Kaniac Report. Be sure to subscribe wherever you heard this podcast so you never miss a future episode. Can't get enough of the Kaniac Report? For more content or to connect with the Sams, check them out on Instagram and Twitter at the Kaniac Report. We'll see you next time.